certainly it's very unusual for the appointment to be made in this way. Normally it would be made, or certainly it would be announced at a leaders' summit, and there is a leaders' summit coming up very soon to be held here in Port Vila. So it's quite unusual that such an announcement would have been made ahead of that. Where, and now, as we know, it turns out that there are other people in contention. So I think it's obviously raised certainly eyebrows and concerns here in Port Vila.
Well, the fact that the Prime Minister of Vanuatu has sent a letter to his Solomon Islands counterpart, who's the chair of the MSG, raising his objections.
This has never happened before, has it?
No, that's right. I mean, the MSG has always sort of prided itself on being a small, relatively tight-knit group that, you know, works on consensus, and there's lots of consultation and conversation, and people make concessions behind closed doors, and then, you know, everyone agrees to the one thing that they can all get behind. And so this is quite a significant break from that standard approach that we've seen so far.
Well, if the new Director General, Amina Yalvoli, has been appointed by Mr. Sogavare formally, is there any remediation possible at this point? If Vanuatu and other countries in the MSG were to contest that, is there a chance the appointment might be revoked, or is it too late?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, obviously, in diplomatic circles, people are usually very careful about not making announcements until the right time so that they're not faced with situations where things have to be overturned. Vanuatu is obviously very concerned about this, and it, you know, it does raise issues about when this appointment can take place. The Secretariat is hosted here in Vanuatu, so one assumes that there is some expectation that Vanuatu will facilitate that person's entry into the country and settling into his new role, and hopefully any issues or controversies or disagreements can be resolved between the leaders in order for that to happen in a smooth way, because obviously nobody wants to see any undignified issues around people not getting the appropriate paperwork or decisions having to be backtracked and redone again. That's not a good look for an organisation like the MSG that's really wanting to see itself positioned as a key player in the regional architecture.
Why would Mr. Sogavare have made this apparently unilateral decision?
Well, it's very hard to know. Obviously, he's the one best placed to make that, to answer that question. It would appear that there's been some influence from the Fiji leadership wanting this person in place. PNG apparently also had one of their diplomats that they had lined up for that, but they withdrew that nomination, leaving the Fijian nomination and the nomination from Vanuatu. And why that decision was made in Honiara within a month of the leaders' summit to be held here really is the big mystery, and we may never know the answer to that.
Does this have anything to do with the relationships of different Melanesian countries with Indonesia and their relations to the West Papua question?
I don't know that we can say for definite that it does, but certainly I think that would be, those sorts of questions are going to be asked. They've occurred to me already. I'm sure they've occurred to other people. Obviously, Fiji and Papua New Guinea have much stronger relationships with Indonesia than either Vanuatu or Solomon Islands do. And we know that there's been a lot of work done around the West Papua issue within the MSG. So they took a very brave step in 2013 of getting the whole issue of what should happen with West Papua onto the agenda, led by Vanuatu. And at the time, you know, I predicted, and it's coming true, that it's proving to be an issue that is causing a lot of difficulties for the grouping, including managing the internal relationships as well as managing external relationships.
Well, could a conflict like this within the MSG be easily resolved, or could it compromise the MSG's existence?
The MSG's in quite a tricky position, because there are a few stresses at play on the MSG, including one of financial sustainability for its secretariat, and certainly something like this coming hard on the heels could cause there to be certainly some issues around the future viability of the MSG. I think it is going to cause a stress. I think it's worth pointing out that the MSG has been subjected to stresses on a number of occasions since its existence, and up to now it's managed to find a way to work through those situations to ensure its longevity and to ensure that its membership is maintained. So hopefully that can happen again this time.